You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got a crazy show today. I'm getting texts right now. Tasia is 5 to 10 minutes away. The return of Toss. Toss Mania. We're gonna get into that when we see her. But anyway, the goal is to whatever. Embarrass her, I guess. Anyway, Toss is coming up. We got Ron Beatty calling in about 15 minutes. He's a dude out of North Carolina who's been sending in music. We liked what we've been hearing, so we've been playing it. We reached out. We built with him, and we set up the interview. So he's going to be calling in. He just dropped a new song. He sent us some goodies as well, so looking forward to that. You can hear the Notoriety episode now on LFODradio.com or just go straight to mixcloud.com/LFODradio. You can also hear the Booger Money episode, crazy dope gems in there, the Mari interview, State of New England Hip Hop, Billy Loman, and more. If you don't want to listen to the whole thing, soundcloud.com/LFOD, catch a snippet, and then see where you want to go from there. We also have the Alumni Cypher Series, likes, reposts, New England Hip Hop, etc., etc. So check out that SoundCloud, LFOD. Submissions at LFODradio.com. If you're an artist, send those to me. Keep them clean. We will play them. That's how it goes. And as always, the interview tonight will be online tomorrow, soundcloud.com/LFOD. If you're online, you want to tune in at Live Free OD Radio if you want to contribute to the podcast. That being said, we got some new music from the homie Timmy Turnup, a.k.a. Tim Nyan. This joint is called How Far. He just dropped a video for this. It's been crushing Facebook. He was well past 10,000 views last I checked. 17,000 is the latest total, I believe. Strictly off the love. Everybody rocks with Timmy. And this one was shot by Download Productions, who have been providing us with media support throughout the last couple weeks as well. And they will continue to do that into the new year. So shout out to Nick Lee, Download Productions. Check them out. There's a link to them on our website now too. So LFODradio.com. That being said, this one is Tim Nyan, How Far. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Took too much to numb it. Nauseous, I vomit. Watched me falling as I plummet. Thought I got to the summit. What was it? Mirage so real, thought I could touch it. It wasn't. I'm stubborn, hate to admit that I'm lost like a husband. With his wife in the front seat of the car. I'm bugging, shuffling through my thoughts. Too many lies to decipher. My mind in a vice grip. I'm hyper, lazy at the same time. Yeah, crazy, I know, ain't I? Still, I'm trying my best. That's all I ever give. Still, I fall like eyelids off them sedatives. Like I'm falling to my death, but they gon' let me live. Or maybe it's all in my head, caught up in that Tom pettiness. Free falling like
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming. How far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming.
My visions is twisted. I float through the air like no physics existed. When will I land? Plans will be plans, but only in the hands of the man will this shit ever friction. That's when the rubber meets the road, and I forgot to wear a rubber. Life fucked me so cold, gave birth to my burdens. Only thing that I know for certain is nothing's for certain. So when she leave, I keep it moving, but what other choice do I have? Yeah, cause I'm the voice of the sad, the mad, the hopeless. I crashed at last, thought I hit the ground, but I was only touching clouds. Guess I'm never coming down. Forever falling to my death,
until my very last breath, I'm asking.
Jerry. actually the most exciting. It has about three, maybe four lines in it, depending on how rowdy you want to get. What really blows you away more than anything else is the speed you get out of there.
Yeah, triple black diamonds, yeah. You already on the floor. Hey, y'all, yeah. Fade away, half court shot, nothing but net. I make it look too easy like I'm Houdini. Never nothing less than fresh, and we fly forever. Food for thought like a Sabi lecture. Better pay me checkerboard tile floors made of marble. Black and white like a mulatto malt whiskey bottle. Getting brain from bougie models. Hit the airport, feeling like I hit the lotto. Blessed, Dubai duplex, juice press. So who you trying to impress? I play chess with the Reaper. With ease, he got Ethan. Reefer loud enough to pop speakers. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack and I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack and I slide off. Violate, get your life lost.
We really in these streets,
catch the kid in the white Porsche.
Catch the alias. Spark the fatal, I'm swigging the last Bailey sipping. I'm feeling the nasal dripping. Whip as big as a naval shipping. The flavors are sick, I'm watching the haters tripping. The dish is the greatest pippin'. Plus the Jordan and Phil Jackson. I'm rocking a rough recording and born in the image of fly stuff I'm sporting. Lopping the most these has been niggas, it was important. I still be kicking it, hitting women and drug importing. You didn't afford it, I'm taking a look at your portion. I suggest if you proceeded, you take it caution. I'm from the mass residential, recognizing it ain't from Boston. Taking the steps to make a fortune. Corporate is the nag nugget, of course. I'm dipped in my favorite sauces. The newest shit rapping, pugilist with amazing forces. Figure eight wheel twist in the latest Porsches. Blew the faces in my hand and replaced the blazing torches. The secretary in the law's office. Yeah.
Yo, products for purists. Draw Europe with endurance. Will outlast, that's for certain. Count cash, burning hash, swerving. Fast money on my mind at all times. We stay working. Rubber bands break. Marble cake, mahogany, interior in the wraith. The weight, my world hole can make the planet shake. Plan your way, right aware what I ride is rare. Fans can't wait for the next crack cassette. Sound like a bag of wet, my raps connect. From Logan Airport to LAX. Infrared Sarah, you got stuff for your levers. Tucking something that'll have you moving like Mayweather. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack and I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack and I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long?
Wake up. How long have you been sleeping for? Wake up. Somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something. We need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Dear God, I need to wake up.
Just how exactly am I supposed to get through my conditions? Decisions. I tried, but. They lied to me. They lied.
The mental nourishment, knowledge, and leafy greens. Turn up the lights, plug in the speakers. That mic check the fountain of youth. That's finagling defibrillation, creation of brand new ancientness. Now that I've been awoken, it's real hard for me to sleep. There's a party going on between my soul, charisma, chakra, and chi. My conscience is playing DJ, 90s music and trees. Meanwhile, lingers the evils that I'm trying to defeat. Chuckstable, amputate them from their ankles, then smash both of their knees. My depth is somewhat tectonic, it allows me to breathe. I can use the money, but I like to be crowned as an OG. Here's my hypothesis, with flammable liquids on cold beats. Ignited in mist of light and black minds, that's a periodic change in the tables. My complex thoughts really allow me to chill. I could barely tell the damn game day from the drill. Chill, my
chill.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Make up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Stress, the essence of rolling stress repellents. Omnivore, no bread, and I've lost my lettuce. Pickles, onions, and cheese, and you would think I have beef. But how can I be sure in this processed world? Be curt, wipe the stain off your shirt, then work. Because first impressions do last forever. Makes sense, cause since mom's considered me the prince. Nouvelle Air, although it has a nice ring to it, I found it and married the movement and put a ring to it. Although I come with edges, don't perceive me as a square, cause you will then provoke me to triangles. And my geometry is simply bird feed. Look at them bob, I ask, can I kick it? Look at him nod, I am a man in the mirror with the eye of Thundera, original gainer, G-maintainer, smoke disclaimer, her tone rangers, cooking these bangers.
Decisions, decisions, now what is my next move? I like spontaneous, unpredictable, difficult. Yeah, I'm on my Dino Spumoni, I stay Spumante, trying to be grown. Double the rapper, then double the smoke, we about to be flown. Betty, my baby, love notes, when I'm gone, I never leave home. I get high, just to live up to your hype. My vocals tight, call me Chucky the Pipe Bomb. Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Bake up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love, wake up.
Yo, too begging me to stay, but I can't. Gotta go, baby. I'm thinking large.
Please.
How big do I wanna be? I ask myself. I say colossal. The man upstairs got a different plan for me. Maybe. Hell, what do I know? What I do know is I'm out for the money daily for survival. Every day, 6 a.m. in the morning, scratch jobs. Trying to hit a lotto, get free. And for the right amount, you can change the change. Runs, cars, diamond rings, and things. Don't lose yourself for the fame, man.
Don't lose yourself.
You wanna know something? I'ma tell you a little bit about me. If I ever have kids and I don't live till I'm prosperous, just trying to get free. People say you free. Yeah.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Don't do it, girl.
I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today.
Not today, man.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Nah,
don't do it. I'll be back one day. She came back, you need to stay.
I'm tired of living this way. I finally got a chance, now you all in my face. See, you don't understand, baby, all that it takes. I keep a hot 16 like it's August the 8th with the sun out. See, you talking about it lit with a blunt out. Why you always come around, take the fun out? I'm just trying to see 1,000 hands in the stands when I run out. Is that too much to ask? Shoot. Ramen noodles, plus I'm paying voodoo pants, dude. Janitor rats, and I'm taking out of trash, too. Trying to lay up, paid up in a castle. And you don't really have to roam, you don't have to. Know why I keep rolling the dice? Rolling the dice. Cause I need life, and everything in life does come with a price.
Yeah, come with price. Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Don't do it, girl.
I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today.
Not today, man.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Nah, don't do it.
I'll be back one day. She came back, you need to stay.
A lot of my niggas get deep during by the west side. Never been to Cali. A lot of women raising these kids on their own. Father's Day come around playing daddy. Sally, she riding shoddy. And she crying over problems still. I keep laughing in my head, keep laughing in my head. Like, do I look like that to feel? Chill, chill. Yeah, and take a Xanax pill. I take her to the evil side, Ali. I spend a couple bands on my finally. Sorry, I'm trying to hide the pain, so I party. How much for the VIP, baby? I'm trying to see a body. What's up with that sloppy? I got a missed call from a girl trying to call. Damn.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Don't do it, girl.
I'll be back one day, but that day just ain't today.
Not today, man.
Please don't cry for me.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't you cry for me.
Nah, don't do it.
I'll be back one day. She keep begging me to stay.
Please don't. We got Ron on the phone right now. What's going on, man? Say that again. We got Ron on the phone now. What's going on, man?
What's happening? What's happening, man? What's going on, man?
Hey,
man. And we got Taz in studio as well.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Tell him your name again.
It's all love.
Taz. My name is Taz. T-A-S. Like Tasmanian Devil.
What's up, Taz? I'm Ryan Beatty. Pleasure meeting you.
He's a gentleman. So, so what's going on, man? We got Ron Beatty. Like we said, we've been playing a couple of your records. That new one is good. You got the video out for that right now?
Definitely.
How's that?
Yeah, man. It's going pretty good, man. We actually shot a video with Sean Kelly. It came out dope. We actually wanted to go different with it. We tried to get a transportation scene. You know, at first we were thinking about the bus, but, you know, the bus was going kind of, you know, a little bit too generic for us. So we chose that. You know, the train scene was kind of guerrilla style, so we picked that up. That was one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life, man. To actually get on the train and actually guerrilla style that, because at the end of the video shoot, the MARTA police came for us.
Oh my God.
By that time, we got all the shots, so it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we got all the shots. So everything was beautiful for that. You know what I'm saying? But the reception for that single has been great. People actually gravitated to the video because it made it make sense a little more. Like, everybody rocked with the single, but when they saw the video, it kind of made it make sense.
The beautiful woman didn't hurt either.
Yeah, man, that's Charlie, man, based out of Orlando, Florida. She's actually going to be in Atlanta tomorrow, actually. She just hit me up and said that she's coming back tomorrow. She got a dance gig out here. But, yeah, man, like, we keep in contact frequently. She's doing her thing, you know, on the music scene as well. So, you know, definitely, man.
So you live in Atlanta, but you're from North Carolina?
I do live in Atlanta, but I'm from a small city by the name of New Bern, North Carolina, where it's nothing but good barbecue, fights, and Pepsi. You know what I mean? That's all it is down there, bro.
Is there black people there? I feel like it sounds so...
It is. I mean, it's predominantly... It's black, you know, it's probably... probably like 20% black, but you got the hood, so you know when you go to the hood, it's black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a nice city with a lot of people down there who want to, you know, we take a lot of pride. You know, it's a lot of country folks. We big on football because we won a lot of state championships.
Nice.
You know, but it is the place for barbecue, which leads into the name of my album, which is Beats, Beers, and Barbecue. You know, definitely a reflection of where I'm from.
Man, barbecue is, I think we have good barbecue, but we don't.
I don't think so.
You go down there. And
what is Boston? Boston got good seafood, right? Y'all got good seafood. Right?
Yep.
I mean, it's not really seasoned because, you know.
Well, whatever. We have good seafood. We have like a good variety because, I mean, it's an international city, I would say, to some degree. But barbecue,
yeah.
I mean, we've got some good like, Southern barbecue spots up here, Red Bones,
yeah,
soul food.
Yeah, man, definitely. Man, I'm going to make a trip up there because my boy Ruben Green, man, he's actually been trying to get me to come to the city. I also got another dude up there who's actually a dope producer by the name of Mike Machete. He's from North Carolina. Yeah, man, his name is Mike Machete. Man, he got some killer beats and all his beats are like original. He doesn't sample.
Oh,
like
man.
Yeah, man, he doesn't sample, bro. He's dope, man.
You gotta plug us in because our buddies do a big beat battle, the Stew Beat Showcase. Yeah, someone won a grand at the last one. It's dope, man. We gotta.
That's what's up, man. I gotta plug him, man. So I'm gonna definitely tell him to hit y'all up, man.
Yeah, please do.
I wanna make a trip up there during the spring, man. You know, to check y'all.
Yeah, don't come right now. Don't come right now.
Nah, man, I wouldn't do that to myself.
So I'm glad you said spring, and you said you got the new project coming too, right? Because your music is good for like cruising. You got like the beats are real car ready, yeah. You know. So is it coming in the spring? You're gonna have something for us then?
Definitely. I don't have a certain date on it right now because after we drop the next single will be called Visuals. This is kind of a different direction for me, but it's got the same sound, and it's also featuring an artist by the name of Chris Mills, and it was produced by BSOP. He's also based out of Raleigh. But this one, we actually shoot a video for that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just go ahead and leak some information. We're shooting that tomorrow. I don't know when it's gonna be done because I'm real picky when it comes to editing how I want my stuff to look. But I know. But I'm not really worried about putting it out right now. So please don't leave. It's still spinning strong. But anyway, the project is Beats, Beers, and Barbecue, man. You know, I like beats. I love barbecue. and beers, man. I like craft beer, man. I don't really drink a lot of domestics, man. I'm all craft.
That's
so, yeah, man.
Yeah, we got visuals playing in the background. We got the beat actually in the background, so another sneak peek.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Like, visuals is definitely going to be a strong record. It's going to be the imagery that everyone wants to see again, because my whole goal is to elevate Please Don't Leave video. So, but I think Beats with the Barbecue, man, is all going to be produced by one producer. We even going to remix Please Don't Leave. So the version that y'all hear of the Please Don't Leave record now, it's going to be completely different when you hear the project. So,
love it.
You know, so we're going to change it up. It's going to be all original beats. It's not going to be any samples. You know, we're getting saxophone players, bass guitar players. You know, we're really vibing it out, so y'all can prove something really nice. And that's, you know, based on the way I see it, it's going to drop between spring and also summer. But we're going to keep stuff coming out regardless.
That's dope, man. I'm loving what it sounded like so far. And that, the one producer thing, if you can pull it off, is like real nice. Like, just getting that
sound.
Oh, yeah,
man. I've already pulled it off, man. Yeah, man. It's definitely hard work. Well, really, it's easier when you're dealing with one producer, because you only got to call one person.
Right.
Like, when you're working with 15 producers or 10 producers, you got to hit one of them up and tell them to turn the snare up on that song. You got to call somebody else and say, turn the vocals up on this one. You got to call this guy and tell him you don't like this drum pattern. So it's like a lot of work when you're dealing with a lot of producers. Not to say I haven't done it, but it's just a lot of weight off my shoulders knowing I could just make one phone call for everything I need and everything is in house like that. Because I think BSOP has the sound right now. Shout out to BSOP. He's actually in Vegas right now doing some music work. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever feel like that would hinder your sound a bit? You know, having like that one producer for everything? Because I feel like with growth, you know, everyone has something different to bring. Yeah. So do you ever think that?
I mean, with one producer, that just lets me know that I believe in what he can do. And I believe in his versatility. Because take for instance, he reminds me of Dre a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because even though Dre has that sound, his beats don't sound the same each beat. But you know it's a Dre beat, though.
Yeah.
Because every time you hear it, because the cleanliness of his beat just stands out, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a Dre beat. But it may not sound like the last beat that you heard that was a Dre beat. So, you know, it kind of takes me back to the Snoop and Dre relationship that they had. That's the relationship kind of that me and VSOP are like developing. So I've been knowing him for 3 years. But we just recently started making music. Like, I got all type of sessions that I had on my external hard drive. And should I just send him the session with the BPM, he would remake the beat. And I'm like, yo, man, like, it's a brand new song. And I would have to redo a couple of the verses. But I feel like this is the first time that I've ever worked with one producer. So it's new for me, but I like the experience because it's testing me. Like, it's making me create something that sound one person. And I think the fans are going to love it, and I think all of my supporters are going to rock with it. Seriously.
I'm excited, man. Yeah. I'm more excited than I was 10 minutes ago. So,
yeah, man, definitely.
I want you got to swing up here, though, when you're dropping it. Work us into your media tour and come up here, get in the studio, do the full thing.
Yes.
That's what's up, man. I definitely will.
So I gotta ask. So it seems like you're like real, you're real like in tune with what you're putting out. I don't want to say like micromanaging, but you're talking about moving the snare, doing this. It seems like you're real, like you're detail oriented. So I noticed you changed your name at one point. So
yeah, man, I definitely did, man.
What went into that? Were you just like, I gotta start over? I don't like the direction I'm going with. Like, can you talk about that a bit? Because like, not a lot. You don't usually hear that part of the story.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, man, I went by, because everybody went through that phase when they were adolescent and they were trying to find themselves. But I think life is a constant journey of trying to find yourself anyway. But I think one of my first names that I went with was Cheddar Chap. You know what I'm saying? That was like a young man that's always in pursuit. That's what that represented. But as I got older and then I started, you know, putting out more music, like a lot of the verses that I was writing was a direct reflection of me, you know, the person of who I am, or what Ron Trey Beatty, because my name is Ron Trey. You know, so basically, the stuff I was writing was the stuff that Ron Trey would do anyway. So I was like, man, why am I going by alias when I can just go by me? Mm. Like, if I'm going to be out drinking Paul Masson, Ryan Trey really drinks Paul Masson. Even though Cheddar Chap is right about Paul Masson, Ryan Trey drinks that. So why not fully be the person I am? So that's what kind of shifted that. So I don't really look at it like it was a name change, even though it was a name change. What it more was just me becoming more of the person who I am anyway. You know, it's not like I went from, you know, I ain't go from Cheddar Chap to Dr. Spitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went from Cheddar Chap to Ron Danny, which is who I am anyway. So it's like I basically just removed everything and just became more of me, you know? Mm-hmm. So ever since I did that, it gave me a clear vision, man. I've been more free than I ever been. I don't have creative blocks, man. I'm just writing what I want to write, creating what I want to create. I'm just on the independent grind. People are definitely rocking with a single, man, and they're anticipating the next one. So, you know, I got high hopes, man. You know, I'm real positive and good vibes is in the universe, man. So hopefully.
I'm loving it, man.
Everything will work out for the best, man.
I'm definitely loving it. I'm glad you called in. I got one more question, then we'll let you go.
Okay.
Oh, wait, cool. Taz has one, too. She's looking at
I was like,
ladies first. What's going on?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Okay, I don't mean to get too deep, but I was on YouTube and I was checking out your song, Heard About Me. And under it, there's like a little write-up, and it was saying how that song's based on, you know, family issues that you were going through. You reflecting on family issues and, you know, your come up in the game. So my question to you is, how do you feel about, like, mental health in the Black community as an artist?
Mental health to me starts within the community. It starts from an early age because a lot of things can influence that, whether it be, but everybody wants to blame rap music. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants to blame rap music and the bad influence that rap music has, but you have a lot of factors. You have the media. Mm-hmm. You have people in the community that could actually make a difference. Leaders in the community that need to step up and actually be leaders. You have a lot of government issues as far as with gentrification going on and things, because the whole thing about gentrification is we're going to clean this area up and we're going to build it up, but we don't have a plan for who's here to really try to move them somewhere else. All that can contribute to mental health and, you know, also the lack of resources and things like that. But I think a lot of it has to do with leadership. We have to take a better control, like as far as being leaders and actually speaking to the youth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people are growing up behind this, and they really don't have direction. Man, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I stand by the city. That's like the hood. And I don't stay in the hood because I have to stay in the hood, but I just moved here, and I didn't know anywhere about Atlanta. So when I moved, I found out like a month later that I was in the hood, and I just never moved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I actually see these guys around here. You know, I talk to them, and I try to offer them some advice and just tell them whatever I can tell them without trying to give them advice, because, you know, a lot of these younger cats, they don't really take it like that.
Yeah.
When you're actually trying to talk to them. So you kind of got to kick it to them, like, on a way that they can understand it. But it starts with a lot of things. It starts with leadership, you know, and it also needs to be a shift of consciousness as well, which can also be directly affected by the music. You know, that's why I try to make a lot of my music so that it's real life experiences. Like, I'm not going to preach you to death, but I'm also not going to shoot you to death either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's all about a balance. It's all about understanding your surroundings and actually just being that leader that everyone, you know, needs in life. So, you know, that's where I feel about that mental illness issue.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's dope. Good answer.
Yeah.
Right. See, I should have gone first because I was going to ask about your clothing line.
Cool, yo. That's what's up, yo. Hey, yo, man. That's like, yo, man. She got CNN on me real quick. Yo.
I wish we could just fade out there and play the song. You can skip my question if you want, or you can talk about that.
Nah, man. The clothing line, definitely, man. I got a bunch of, yo, man. I got a bunch of clothes that y'all can go check out. We actually gonna kick off an ad. We're actually gonna kick off the ad campaign in the spring. So we got some big things going on for the clothing line. Like, at first we just rhymed. I use the Ron Baby Tees, the Life's Grand Tees, but we got a lot more to come in this spring. But y'all can definitely check that out on RonBeatyMusic.com once again. RonBeatyMusic.com, you can follow me. RonBeatyNC Instagram, RonBeatyNC Twitter, RonBeaty on Facebook. Just Google Please Don't Leave. Check it out. It's available everywhere now. Tidal, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you want to get it, just Google it. You can get it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. Please don't leave.
Ron Beatty. All right, my man. Thanks for calling in. That was a dope interview. Definitely keep in touch. And
will do.
Keep the singles coming and let us know when you got a release date and you want to schedule something to drop in here, because we definitely want to hear the album.
We, Will do, man. I'm going to give y'all a first listen, man. I'm going to come to Boston. That's my word, man.
That's what's up. Thank you, brother. This one, we're going to get out of here with Heard About Me, which is how we heard about you, and this is the jam. So,
sure, some fire.
Ron Beatty, you're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Already, man. Y'all take it easy. Thank y'all.
Peace.
Smoke out in public, man, you don't know me, dawg. Claiming it's the king of the city, was show me boss. I'm riding old school and my dick is overalls. Find a new style and hope this sound don't piss Nola off. This nigga hit me, say I gotta lay it over. Cross the bridge, mad as shit, and I ain't completely sober. About to kill these niggas, man, they all mediocre. Looking at legendary, straight in the grill, and you ain't know it. Way back, gun in my lap, but wasn't raised like that. When Kenna Murray's our heads, like how you get waves like that. And Andrea from Jane City used to brave mine back. Hit the studio with Frontline, record by 8-9 tracks. You get a job or you trap, cause everybody rapping. Got a motherfucking scheme with no marketing dough. And see, we all desire royalty and seek loyalty. But real, it's hard to find. Tommy Martin and Cole, the streets crazy. That's why we like everybody. Some days I wanna change the world and love everybody. Chap, you on, dawg, why you act so nonchalantly? Yeah, and it's for all them days they tried to down me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah. You mean I ain't sacrificed? I died in my mind and hopped on stage in my afterlife. I told my homeboy, you good to drive, but that was bad advice. All I remember is Parmesan and flashing lights. If there's a price for a peace of mind, I spend every dime. I'm homemade moonshine, boy, I get better with time. Flew West Coast, LA to get signed. Got passed up on, well, I guess they declined. In a way, I was on a plane, found out my uncle passed. I'm like, man, this ain't real. Too many headaches in this game. I need a pain pill coming from down east. Ain't too many dreams that came real. Get locked up, spots get shot up, you know the same spill. Yeah, that's why we like everybody. I later probably get a deal and plug everybody. Yeah, I'm talking throwing with hell of a party. We all need a hero, maybe one day I'll be that somebody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they'll feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they'll feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah. So they expect me to brawl in the gunfight with my bare hands. This ain't fair, man, you crazy dog. You think that I am losing? This here's my contribution. Riding through campus, dumb brain from my honor student. This shit reaching, dog. Get them a rope. They need. Give them some hope, maybe Olivia Pope. I'm thinking stadiums, a million a show. And bring the whole hood with me, dawg, that's just how I go. You know, yeah. I don't know why they ain't heard about a nigga. I be steady sipping par, roll up in a swisher. Yeah. I'm hanging out the window of the Maserati. Everybody.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Taz in the building.
Woo, woo. What's going on, y'all? It's been a minute. I understand. I know. Life has been happening so fast. But yeah, we're here with the new year. And Sam looks great today, which is crazy because I feel like the winter would, you know, dry skin out because my skin is so dry. But you look good.
I hide my dry skin.
Under that beard.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I'm feeling great. I'm loving it. I'm loving life right now.
Good.
Loving it.
Good.
Glowed up.
Did you miss me?
I missed you so much. Great. You knew that. You saw my response when you came in the door. She just wanted me to say it on the air.
True.
So I usually try to play it way cooler, but
bye.
That was a dope interview.
Yeah, I'm actually, that was really good.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Where you been? What have you been up to?
So I got another job, so I'm just out here working a lot, like a Jamaican. But more so, you know, can I tell them about the fortune cookie?
Please.
Okay, y'all, so I was having Chinese food from JP Kitchen. Y'all should check it out. And my fortune cookie said, if you are going to bed the same day that you wake up, you're not working hard enough. So I just took that and just ran with it. I was like, you know what? I need some more money. Let's get like 6 more jobs. I need to be in the studio more. Let's just not even sleep, you know? So I feel like I've just been pushing my body like beyond what it can handle right now. But I mean, it will pay off eventually, right? I'm not dead yet, so.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God, actually, yes. But yeah, that's just been life right now. That was some, it really meant a lot. It was like, what's it called? Affirmations?
I kind of have beef with this fortune cookie.
Why? Because
like, I'm not necessarily sure how I feel about the advice, but.
What? I mean, why? What do you mean? Like what, do you feel like people can go to bed at 12? I don't, 11?
I feel like it's going to just take years off your life.
I would like to think that, but it doesn't
you stress me out. You're one of the few people who like stresses me out with their like,
really?
Work level. Because I don't want to. It seems like you're new to the team No Sleep. So like watching you get used to it is.
That's the best part. I'm gonna figure it out. And like okay. I'm waiting. You know when everyone has that epiphany of quitting their job and yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm waiting for mine, and I really feel like it's soon too. To be honest,
I mean I'll hire you. You know that we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll have more time to be here.
Yeah, quit those jobs and
at least quit.
Come make money with us.
Yeah, quit the one that makes me more money. Yes, and yeah. Then just be out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it. To be honest, all very right. Soon
we'll talk off air. Anyway, yeah. So. Broke and very woke or very tired.
Yes.
You're going to have to change the name.
No. Very woke. I actually had a dream that like Taraji had said it on Hidden Figures. I don't know why, but.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously that wouldn't be a thing because that movie is like based in what? The 80s or something? Oh, you don't know Hidden Figures?
I'm not too hip to that.
Wow. And it just came out.
I see it on Twitter and stuff.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. Never mind.
See, this is what I need. This is what's missing. I don't know what's going on. I'm just listening to Migos and...
Yo, you saw how they're like at the top of the charts or something?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
With a typo. Remember how you came at me?
I did come at you.
And they're out here flourishing.
I know. That's my favorite song now.
Oh, you got... Now you like it?
Yeah.
I'm so tired of you. Wow.
Why?
No, because you gave me so much crap. Like... This is bourgeoisie comes from blah 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 blah, and I'm like, I know Sam, I purposely did that.
Yeah, but I'm still like, if Quavo was sitting here, I'd say the same thing to him. Like, why did you have to spell it that way?
Honestly, I want to know what they would say.
Well, someday we will have a Migos interview.
True. Yes.
And we'll lose half our current listeners. I feel like half our actual listeners like really hate Migos and true. All that type of music. But Bad and Bougie is the jam. I listen to it all the time. It's really my theme song right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad and bougie?
No, I found I'm just trying to. Yeah, it's just I'm with that.
Okay, so bad and clammy or?
No, I am. It's not about me.
Oh.
It's about the people around me.
Okay.
It's about the song is not, I am bad and bougie. It's my, you know.
Oh, the women's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, if you're clammy, I don't think the women's would come. But
I am not clammy. You just said I looked beautiful today, so.
It was a question.
See, this is derailed. This is not why people listen to Live Free or Die Radio.
I am done.
So Taz isn't sleeping anymore. Hopefully she'll be in more often though to visit.
Yeah, I'll be here next week as well.
Next week too?
Yeah, because I work.
And maybe Priscilla will come back.
Yeah,
from Ghana.
She did. Well, she comes back tomorrow, but
she doesn't answer my WhatsApp. So I'm so hurt.
She doesn't have a phone. You know.
Oh, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like, you have to. Remember how much?
Yeah.
You have to WhatsApp me every week. Like I need to know what's.
And she did not.
Wow.
Oh my God,
yeah, we have beef. So hopefully she brought back some like fine woven garments for us or something.
Yeah, I think she said something about waist beads, so we could just all make it a thing.
Yeah, I could get with that.
Yeah.
Live free or waist train. I don't know.
Oh my God, hashtag that.
Hashtag. So anyway, brokenwoke.com.
No, brokenwoke.org.
.org.
.com was taken. .org. So
that's how we have to keep in touch with Taz these days, is by listening to her podcast.
Yeah.
Which maybe I'll be on someday.
Actually, yes, because I have to make, I'm making my schedule, but like I literally just...
You let CTTC Radio on. I know. And I,
honestly, but Sam, you be asleep at like 1 o'clock. You know
me?
What I'm saying? You might be.
You don't know anything about me.
You might be going
me.
To bed the same day you wake up.
You don't know anything about me.
The shade. No, but yes, let's make it happen.
Yeah, because that's not FM, so I can express myself.
Oh, yes, fully, actually. Wow.
Yeah, the people can get
You're about
a real
to
taste.
Tell me about my entire ass.
I have nothing to say about you.
Okay.
You know my thoughts. Anyway, we had another good interview recently with this dude, Mari.
Mari World.
That was a dope one. He's coming through too. People call in and they like what
oh,
we're doing out
show.
Here. Yeah, they rock with our interviews out here. So,
wait, where is he currently reside?
He's in Harlem. He's
oh,
from Chicago.
Okay.
And he went to school out in Mass, so he's got people out here. So
nice.
You can hear that at soundcloud.com/LFOD. There's even a question from you in the interview.
Yes, guys. We'll get on that. It was some fire, I believe.
Yeah, it was a good question. It was and it was a relation to Drea's teachings mm-hmm. from Booger Money, and the Booger Money podcast is also online.
Oh,
so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that Booger Money is a podcast.
Yeah, we pulled it out of the vaults.
Oh, so she's doing that.
Yeah, here's some behind the scenes, people. So we used to not release them the same week. So we had like a backlog, and then I realized, as I learned how artists do stuff, they come in right when they're about to drop something. They don't care about me unless they have a project coming out. So I was like, all right, I might as well drop it the same week. So some stuff got lost in the shuffle, but we pulled her back out.
Got you.
It's good. It's dope. It's fun. We're all in here. You, me, Priscilla, her.
No, I listened to that interview. One. I thought you meant she had, there's a Booger Money podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She doesn't have one. No, stay out of my lane. There's enough podcasts right now. Anyway, 40 Flavors. This is Mari. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Right now.
Live Free or Die Radio. That was Mari, 40 Flavors. Shout out to Mari. That interview is also up at soundcloud.com/LFOD. Taz is telling me all about her life right now.
It's been so long.
So you're coming back and you're going to run away again, basically.
Until the next time. Yeah.
So we're going to have to...
I'm here like basically every fourth week.
But until you move away?
Yes.
Or are you still going to come?
Wow, I can call in. Like how you let these people call in.
So basically, we're going to be looking for a new on-air personality.
But Priscilla is here. Wow, that is crazy. And you're going to post it right now as I'm sitting right here.
Literally happening on the air.
That is so crazy.
If you're tuned in, you want to get involved, hit us up, submissions@lfodradio.com.
Guys, he would replace you.
Twitter, @livefreeodradio. IG, LFOD Radio, Facebook, LFOD Radio. We're also looking for social media interns, so...
Oh, are you?
If you can figure that out, yeah.
Are you posting these things? Like,
no, we're just sort of like trying to get people to listen. We are also posting them eventually, but it's not like a wicked aggressive search because, you know, Nick's been helping us out with some stuff.
Word. And,
shout out to Download Productions once again in the building. And we've got like some... It's not urgent, but, you know... So if you are good at social media and have a decent radio voice and a love for hip-hop, hit us up and you can be the next Taz.
Wow, I am offended, guys.
They don't even know you anymore. We have new listeners now and you've been a ghost.
I'll be back next week. So,
as will Jesse from the record company coming through to talk about their new compilation, Word. Beast. Record company's a cool... organization out here. They do a lot of they were originally a nonprofit. I'm not sure if they still are, but they do a lot of local Boston music scene curation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a good launch pad for a lot of stuff though.
Nice.
So the record company, they'll be in next week. That interview will be up tomorrow morning, lfodradio.com. Photos of the session will be up. If you've been following along Facebook, we're dropping like 50 photos a week courtesy of Download Productions. Those are also on our Flickr, which we have now, and on our website on the photos tab. You're looking ready to have your picture taken, so
am I?
As she poses. Anyway, this has been dope. It's good to have you back, Taz.
Yes.
So we'll have Priscilla next week too, then, maybe?
I'm not sure. I think she's going home before she comes back.
How do you keep in touch with her?
Twitter.
Oh. See, this is like, you know...
Honestly.
You know when they say like work friends? Like I thought we were actual friends, but it turns out we're all just work friends.
Honestly, I have to reach out to her. So I feel like maybe you don't take the initiative like Leo. So maybe...
What does this have to do with my zodiac?
No, because my friend, who's also Leo, she does it a lot. She, like, complains about, like, our relationship, but she never, like, actually picks up the phone and calls me. Like, I have to call her. So, always. Tiara, are you listening? Shout out to Tiara is broke.
Wait. I do a lot to maintain my relationships. Also, if you're not going to reach out, what's your problem? You know? Anyway, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Tuesday. It's going to be a fun show. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Peace, y'all.
Hit us up if you want to join the team.
Hey, what you know about stunt? What you know about late? Like talking about money. And what you know about hitting when you never seen it coming? What you know about Jonah Lucas all up in the streets to the flooded? To the basement. To you running down Moon Tunnel. Yeah. What you know about the cops on the corner trying not to us? What you know about Illuminati? Everybody working for the devil. Feeling dead, but I'm working for the living. I be in the spaceship. Getting lit. I be Trinidad James. Listen, what you know about riding? What you know about tricking even when it really don't got it? What you know about the boys at your door while you hiding in the closet? Pray to God they don't never catch you slipping or falling. Balling on the budget, but my window's tinted. And you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing.
But you know I bought money from the chop. Hustling on the grind non-stop. In the street with the chick like it hot. Looking out for the cops on the block. You know nothing about slinging them. Taking it from nothing to the top. Lock it down and setting up shop. Getting all that paper in stock. Don't you know that I be riding solo. Making money, stay slow.
coast with a sound so triller. Don't you know I might jack? You looking at the man in the mirror. What you know about a party? Everybody throw your hands to the ceiling. To the bass, bang, bang, and you feel it in your fingers. What you know about Picasso? I think another picture being painted. And what you know about drinking to the pain? All you do is get faded. What you know about rapping all day? And you dedicate your life to a dream that ain't paying. Knowing there's a big chance you can never ever make it. That's fucked up, ain't it? And what you know about waiting even? You're really impatient. I got love for the hood even though I wish I'm really in Vegas. With bad b****s in the water, I be deep sea swimming. The wake up in the car with my windows tinted. But you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing.
But you know I bought money from the chop. Hustling on the grind nonstop. In the street with the chick looking hot. Looking out for the cops on the block. You know nothing about slinging them. Taking it from nothing to the top. Lock it down and setting up shop. Getting all that paper in stock. Don't you know that I be riding solo. Making money, steady, steady, steady. What you know about the door that we blow? Don't play no games, I tell these brothers later.
What you know about pain? Yeah, what you know about living on the edge? Ain't nothing gonna change. And what you know about standing on the corner trying to hustle all day? What you know about scraping up change to get supper get paid? At your door, not a knock, and your landlord begging for the rent. And what you know about waiting for a prayer that ain't never get fed? What you know about trusting nobody? We ain't never been friends. You ain't never shook hands with the fans. I be in the bed, put the on my hands. I be on that low, so damn. What you know about Joyner? What you know about it? Some boy no know
nothing about. WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. This is some new stuff by the Bouncing Souls.